Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. One 100 years ago, a tenacious earworm was burrowing into American musical heads. Without the aid of radio or film plugs, it was the phonograph, word of mouth, and a trendy band leader that unleashed this sensation. Dardanella was a song written as a piano rag in 1919, credited first to Johnny Black. It was the unique bass line, unusual for its offbeat boogie syncopation, with an ascending chromatic melody that caught the ear of publisher McCarty and Fisher. Originally titled Turkish Tom Tom, it was changed to the more catchy Dardanella after lyrics were added, a word derived from Dardanelles, a strait in Turkey that figured prominently in the World War I Gallipoli campaign. Popular bandleader Arthur Lang gave the song a peppy arrangement, which was picked up on by dance bandleader Ben Selvin. Selvin was only 21 years old, but already a New York star, fronting bands in legendary venues like the Moulin Rouge, Rector's, Reisenweber's, and Healy's. Selvin led a storied career, with his band being an early stop for musicians like Benny Goodman, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Joe Venuti, Ennie Lang, Miff Mole, and many more. It's said he may have made more 78 RPM records than anyone else. Now, he had only recorded a few titles for Victor when his band cut Dardanella on November 20th, 1919, and it was released several weeks later. And it was a hit by January 1920. These are the days before record charts, so it's difficult to say just how many records this title sold, but the numbers were huge for the time. It was certainly the biggest hit of the year and a bestseller for the publishers. In an unusual step, they put an ad in the January 1919 edition of Variety magazine stating, "Warning to thieves and pirates, don't imitate, copy, or steal any part of Dardanella, the biggest musical hit of the last 20 years." Surely there was some hyperbole to this to pump up interest, but there was some truth to it also. Without a doubt, Music Trades magazine wrote on February 7th, 1920, "Dardanella is one of the biggest successes in years, and the rapidity in which it has been accepted and acknowledged a hit probably sets a record." And there was also reports of dealers having difficulty just keeping supply of their record at hand. And the song really is delightful. It's a standard for me to play at most of my phonograph DJ gigs. It has a pure period sound, and the melody is very appealing. I've had this song stuck in my head at different periods in my life, and if you listen to it 3 times, I bet the same will happen to you. It's an iconic American song that is part of the lexicon of our popular music. So here from 1919 is Ben Selvin's Novelty Orchestra with Dardanella. Get up, roll back the rug, and dance to this week's Centennial Song.